This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now is, Jeff Knox, son of Neil Knox, writer at Ammo Land. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good, Bill. Good to be back with you again.
Yes, sir. You have been very, very vocal about what's going on with the NRA. I think you look at the NRA as sort of a squandered chance, taking something and that snatched defeat. Or, you know, went from victory to defeat just based upon the way it's been run. Why should the NRA not continue to be run the way it has been heretofore?
Well, you know, several years ago, Dad was first vice president. He was in line to become the president the following year. And he and Wayne had a bit of a falling out. And it sort of started with an argument in which Wayne said, "Neil, you're destroying the greatest fundraising organization that's ever existed." And Dad said, "Wayne, it's not a fundraising organization." And Wayne responded, "Well, you know what I mean." And on it went. That was back in 1996, culminated at the members meeting in 97.
Right.
But it really boiled down to that philosophical argument, a battle between those who see the NRA as a gun group, gun rights organization and shooting organization that fundraises to support that cause, and those who see the NRA as a fundraising mechanism that uses guns and gun rights as the lever to support that fundraising. In the business, it's referred to as a churn, like a butter churn, that you send out a fundraising letter to 200,000 people, you get 10,000 responses, you raise $20,000, and you take that $20,000 and you do another mailing to 20,000 people, and on it goes. And throughout that process, as you're raising money and spending that money to raise more money and spending that money to raise more money, all along that path, there are people who are taking pieces of that and putting it in their pocket. And when you get to the level of churn that the NRA got to, they were raising almost $400 million a year. Now, a lot of that was dues. A lot of that was bequests in people's wills, donations of firearms, all sorts of things. But the revenue was about $400 million, just shy of $400 million a year. And you have to compare that to all of the other organizations combined might bring in maybe $20-30 million a year combined. So 10% of what the NRA was generating. But in that process, there were a lot of people getting really rich. And there were a lot of people that were being paid way more than what they were contributing, what they were giving back. And Wayne LaPierre was at the top of that pyramid. Ackerman McQueen was up there with him. They were backing him. That was our PR agency for years and years and years. and the 76-member board of directors was rubber stamping everything that Wayne wanted to do, and they shifted, and the big shift happened in 97, but they shifted from the executive vice president and CEO, Mr. LaPierre, being an employee to him being the king. And that 76-member board of directors was just rubber stamping everything that he chose to do and ignoring it when he ignored them, when he ignored the dictates of the board. The board is supposed to set policy. The board is supposed to have policies and procedures in place that staff must follow. And Wayne simply ignored that. Several other executives, particularly Woody Phillips, the treasurer for many years, ignored those board protocols and procedures, and the key people on the board ignored the fact that the staff was ignoring them, and they allowed it to go on. At the top of that list is Charles Cotton. He's currently the president in his third term as president, which is almost unprecedented. The only other person who's ever done more than two terms, and these are one-year terms, the only other person who's ever been president of the NRA for more than 2 years was Charlton Heston. And they made special exceptions for him to allow him to be the president for 5 years in a row. But now Cotton has been president for 3 years in a row. And Mr. Cotton is also the chairman of the audit committee. The audit committee is the specific committee on the board that's supposed to be making sure that all of the policies and procedures are followed, that any conflicts of interest are clearly addressed and handled, and that all of the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed and they're on the straight and narrow. And Mr. Cotton failed miserably in that job. And as a matter of fact, in testimony, in depositions, he admitted that he hadn't read the law, that he hadn't read the charter of the NRA as regards the audit committee. He hadn't read New York law regarding the obligations of the audit committee. And he had a very skewed idea of what the audit committee's job is to do. And his excuse for misleading the outside auditors and for not doing his job was, "I trust Wayne." I'm sorry, that doesn't fly. That can't be accepted. I firmly believe that Mr. Cotton needs to step down, resign from the board of directors, or be forced out. I believe that his right-hand man, David Coy, who was the chairman of the audit committee for many years and then turned the gavel over to Cotton, but Coy remained as the vice chair of the audit committee and took over as chair of the finance committee. Again, these are the people who are in charge of making sure that everything's done right. And what's even worse is that Cotton is an attorney, was formerly a CPA, and Mr. Coy is a CPA and a retired professor of CPA, whatever that's called. He taught accounting at college level.
Right.
And
I tell you what,
these guys should know better.
Hold on right there, Jeff. We're coming up on the first break. We'll continue this on the other side. Jeff Knox, you can find these articles at amoland.com where he's talking about this. Jeff Knox is he's a director of the Firearms Coalition. He's the son of Neil Knox. He knows what needs to be done. We probably need to give him a chance to do it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
This is Lock and Load. I'm joined now by he's from the Firearms Coalition, Jeff Knox. He's a writer at Ammo Land as well. I just asked him an impossible question that just no way to be answered in 9 minutes, just because it's so deep. Let's move on though. So the NRA right now is pretty much in the clutches of the New York Attorney General at the moment because of all of this malfeasance that was happening at the top. What do you think this comes out looking like?
Well, first off, say we just had a trial in New York. The guilty verdict came in. Wayne LaPierre was found liable for taking $5 million, $5.5 million that weren't his, and he's been ordered to pay that back. The treasurer, Woody Phillips, was found liable for improperly advancing to himself $2 million that he's been ordered to pay back. But that doesn't take into account the literally hundreds of millions of dollars that have gone out the doors of NRA to consultants and vendors that weren't always. Now, and you look at those hundreds of millions, some of it was spent appropriately. Some of that was accomplishing good things, but it was padding people's pockets in the process to a very large degree. And on top of all of that, they spent over $100 million just in the last 5 years only on one law firm, primarily protecting Wayne. And the board of directors allowed that to happen. So now we're going to approach the second phase of the trial. It's basically a second trial. The first one was in front of a jury. NRA was found guilty, basically. Not only was Wayne found liable for $5 million and Woody for $2 million, and our secretary and general counsel was found liable for failing to do his job to protect and look after the best interests of the members of the NRA. But the NRA itself, which in this case means the board of directors, was found to have failed in their fiduciary responsibility. But now what they're saying is that they fixed everything. Back in 2018, they fixed everything, and they're anxious to show how they fixed everything. Meanwhile, Wayne's niece has just been given, as I understand it, a $300,000 a year job by Tyler Schrock, who is the head of development at NRA. It's a mess, and we're going into this trial. In this trial, the judge is going to determine what remedies to apply, and those remedies can go all the way from he puts the NRA into receivership, appoints a receiver over it to handle everything and have complete oversight over the NRA, dissolves the board of directors, annuls this latest election in which I'm running, and takes over. Or it can go all the way to he just looks at it and says, well, you guys really screwed up, but don't do it again, and wags his finger at them.
Right.
Anything in between those two extremes, and probably I think that it's less likely that he'll appoint an overseer based on his remarks at the last hearing. I think that there is a good probability that he will remove some of the board of directors. I believe that he will order a thorough reorganization. I hope so. I would like to see him remove the majority of the board, if not the entire board. I would like to see either an overseer or see the judge place himself in that position that the NRA has to regularly be reporting to him on their progress. And I'd like to see an order for a complete reorganization that includes reducing the board of directors down to a manageable number. My number is 9 to 15. Some people might want to go as high as 25, but I think 9 to 15 is the sweet spot where we need to be. And I think that they need to be professional people who understand and take it as a job to be on the board of directors. Currently, the board of directors is 76 members. It's all volunteer positions. They're not supposed to be getting paid anything, though we have far too many members of the board who are somehow being paid by NRA in different ways, with the worst of those being Marion Hammer down in Florida, who has at times made close to $500,000 a year.
Wow.
From NRA. That's my hope, is that we can reorganize, straighten it out, get it down to a manageable board that has accountability. The problem with 76 members is there's no real accountability. It's 76 members who are voted on at large by the membership, 25 each year, are up for election, and they serve 3-year terms. And there's just no accountability there. You don't know who your NRA director is, and neither does anyone else. They get the magazine, and here's another sad fact. All of the eligible voters in the NRA get a ballot in their magazine every year.
Right.
And that's a total of about 2.5 million ballots that the NRA sends out to eligible voters, and they get back about 5%. So that means over 2 million ballots go to waste. They just, nobody bothers to vote them.
Wow.
And that's really sad. But it comes down to people look, they look at the bios. All of the bios are basically the same. I'm a great guy for the NRA. I, you know, youth activities and Second Amendment, rah, rah, rah. And I don't know these guys. There they are. They all look about the same. I don't know what to do. I'm just not going to vote. And that's what the majority of NRA members do. And the ones who do vote have a tendency to look and say, well, the nominating committee nominated these 30 people, and there's 25 seats, and, well, these 25 are already incumbents. They're already on the board, so I'll just vote for the incumbents. And that's what we get, the same people over and over and over again. The longest-serving member of the board of directors has been on the board since 1980.
Wow. All
right. 1980.
Wow. Hold on right there. I got a couple of questions about that. Then we're going to start talking about what you're facing, because you're trying to get on the board. You got, you and three other fellows, you're trying to get on there, and you're looking to be reformation minded. And heretofore, that's right. Been something that's been highly resisted by them. So let's talk about the expectation of what we can, you know, is this going to be something that we can expect you to be successful at, and how can we help you? Jeff is a second generation political activist. He's director of the Firearms Coalition. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court has extended a temporary halt on Texas's immigration law, which permits state law enforcement to arrest and detain individuals suspected of entering the country unlawfully. Initially scheduled to take effect on Wednesday, the High Court extended the pause to further review challenges to the law. A former Mar-a-Lago employee and witness in former President Trump's classified documents case is speaking on the record. Brian Butler spoke to CNN, detailing how he unwittingly moved boxes in 2022, containing containing classified material from Mar-a-Lago to Trump's private plane on the same day Trump was set to meet with Justice Department officials back at the resort. A top official from the National Institute on Drug Abuse is urging Americans to pay attention to the types of cannabis products teenagers are using following a recent study revealing high school seniors are using Delta 8, a psychoactive substance. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Jeff Knox. So we've talked about why they shouldn't be that way. We've talked about what they might look like. I got a couple of questions now with Cotton, right? With Charles Cotton. Now that there's no more relationship between Ackerman and McQueen, because in 2019, when all this was blowing up, all of the high paid people, like Dana Lash is the spokesperson and Oliver North is the president, they were all actually Ackerman McQueen employees, weren't they?
Yep.
So so Charles Cotton, who is his? Who does he work for now? There's no Ackerman McQueen involvement with the NRA, or is there still some left over?
No. They burned their bridge with Ackerman McQueen, which I wasn't sad to see Ackerman go, but they did it in a really poor way, cost a whole lot of money. We ended up, NRA lost a lawsuit to ACMAC and had to pay them $12 million. It was a very cozy relationship for well over 30 years. But the board of directors, like I said a moment ago, is a voluntary position. And too many members of the board think of it more like an honorary position, that they're just there to go along with whatever the bosses are saying.
Right.
And unfortunately, Charles Cotton has been in the lead of that. He doesn't, so far as I know, I've not found any paper trail that suggests that Mr. Cotton is getting paid anywhere along the line. And he doesn't really need to be paid. He's he's well off. He's comfortable. as are most of the members of the board. There are a few that are like me that are out there working, but Cotton has, at this point, Cotton has hitched his wagon to William Brewer. Brewer is the attorney
right.
that LaPierre brought in back in 2018, and that we've been paying $2 million a month, $2 million per month
wow.
for the last 5 years. Every month for the last 5 years, $2 million to the Brewer law firm. His law firm has taken over a lot of the responsibilities that Ackerman and McQueen did, which is PR type stuff. Cotton has really teamed up with Brewer, and Brewer still is representing the NRA in all of this. And I think that every single thing that Bill Brewer has done as an attorney supposedly representing the NRA has been the exact wrong thing to do at that moment. And we're paying him $2 million per month, every month for the last 5 years, plus some bonuses along the way. I'm not happy with any of that.
I've heard it said that Ackerman McQueen was sort of a money funnel as well for some of the money that was going back to LaPierre. Have you heard that characterization?
Right. Well, one of the things, here we were paying Wayne $1.5 million a year, up to $2.2 million, and an expense account, and providing all kinds of perks, including flying on private jets and limousine service and presidential suite accommodation and his expense account, but that wasn't enough. So he had an American Express Black Card from Ackerman McQueen
right.
that he could go and buy whatever he wanted, and Ackerman McQueen would simply put that back on a blank invoice that said expenses and send it to NRA with no details. And the people in the treasurer's office, the accountants at NRA, would look at it and say, what is this? What's this $60,000 invoice from ACMAC? And Wayne would say, oh, just pay it. I know what it is. Go ahead and pay it. And that's the way they did business. And so nobody knew what extras Wayne was getting. And we still don't know. There's a lot of it that we do know. We know that over about a 10 or 12 year period, he spent $750,000, $275,000 on clothing at one Beverly Hills boutique.
All right.
There's been a lot of shadiness going on, and the people most culpable in this on the board of directors are a small cadre, the executive committee, which is the president, the two vice presidents, and about 15 to 20 other directors that are all tight and consider themselves the leaders of the NRA. And I put air quotes over that in case people couldn't hear them, around leaders. But they're the ones who drive the board. They're the ones who make the decisions and tell the other guys, just go along with what we say. And for most of the rest of the board of directors, they're pretty much treated like mushrooms, kept in the dark and fed a bunch of BS. And they just go along to get along.
Right.
And that's the problem, and that's what we're facing. So right now, four of us went out, we collected the 400 signatures from valid NRA voters that we had to collect each, and got ourselves on the ballot. So now there are four reformers on the ballot. That's me, Jeff Knox, along with Judge Phil Journey, Rocky Marshall out of Texas, and Dennis Pusaro out of Virginia. And we're running as a team of reformers to get on the board, to demand answers, to ask hard questions to try and force the board of directors to live up to their legal obligations of fiduciary responsibility on behalf of the members of the NRA.
Right. Now, in one of your stories, you point out that it's very difficult for somebody that is not supported by the executive committee or the nominating committee to get elected.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It rarely ever happens. The last time that there were, the only people who have successfully done that in recent years have been celebrity types. Arlie Ermey, the Gunny,
right.
Ran an outsider petition campaign and got on the board and was active on the board. He wasn't like a lot of the other celebrities. Also, Alan West, former congressman, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West,
right.
Ran an outside campaign and got on the board and worked at it, did the job. We've had a few that, and the way NRA voting works is the people who get the most votes are the ones who get elected, of course. So you get your ballot, you vote for up to 25 people on that ballot, and then the highest vote getters, you just go down the line, and once you get to 25 of those, anybody below that line doesn't make it onto the board.
Right.
But then if someone resigns, someone dies, whatever, those that didn't quite make it get bumped up and will serve out the rest of someone's, the rest of the year for someone who has resigned or died.
Let me get you to hold up right there one more time, please, sir. We got one more break to go. Talking to Jeff Knox from the Firearms. He's the director of Firearms Coalition. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Jeff Knox. The website is firearmscoalition.org. This is an attempt to he and three comrades, three buddies, three reform-minded individuals, which I wasn't trying to make out like you guys were communists when I called you comrade. Brothers in arms, however you want to put it. Four of these guys have gotten out there, and these are, you know, they're being touted as the four for reform. Now, when is this election, Jeff? When does this all come to a
head? It is right now.
Oh.
It's right now.
Oh.
The ballots went out in the March issue of NRA magazines. If you didn't get a ballot in your magazine, that means that you're probably not an NRA voter. In order to be eligible to vote in NRA elections, you have to either be a life member at any level or an annual member who has maintained membership for at least the last 5 years consecutively. So if you missed a re-up, even for just a couple of months, you're reset and you're not eligible to vote. And that's important that people know that. If you are a life member or you've been a consistent member for, you know, 5 years or more and you didn't get a ballot, well, you can call the secretary's office. The number for headquarters is in your official journal in the magazine, and you can call them and ask them why you didn't get a ballot. But it runs until April the 28th. The ballots have to be received at the accountant's office in Virginia by April the 28th in order to be counted. And one of the critical things and what we're asking people to do is you can vote for up to 25 candidates to fill 25 seats. And by lucky coincidence, there happen to be 25 incumbents running for those 25 seats, along with four or five new people that the nominating committee nominated. And the four of us, what we're asking people to do is only vote for the four of us. Leave all the rest of it blank. Mark, Phil Journey, Rocky Marshall, Dennis Fusaro, and Jeff Knox. Sign the back of the envelope, put it all in the mail. There's also a question about a bylaws change. I'm a yes on that bylaws question. It's to create an office of, chief compliance officer. That's a guy whose only job is to make sure that we're always dotting our I's, crossing our T's, and staying on the straight and narrow. And I think that that's desperately needed inside the NRA at this point. But we call it bullet voting. when you just vote for a few guys, because in essence, when you vote for someone else, it's kind of a vote against us. So just vote for the four of us, get us on that board of directors. I'm not promising that we're going to be able to change everything. I'm not promising that we're going to hold sway over the 76-member board of directors, but we represent a step in the right direction and a voice for the membership on that board. There are a lot of good people on the board of directors. I am really disappointed with most of them, but none of them, aside from Buzz Mills, the owner of Gunsight out here in Paulden, Arizona, none of the others have stood up and actively, loudly said, what we're doing is wrong and we need to change directions and truly fix this. And that's the issue right now. We're doing that. We're standing up. We're pointing at the miscreants and saying, this guy did us dirty and this guy needs to be removed.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to do.
Well, that's going to be an interesting, we can only hope that you guys get it to where you need, you know. That's an interesting approach. I did not realize I didn't realize the voting worked that way, to where you could get lost in the minutiae if you vote for too many people.
Right, right. Well, the thing is that those who do vote tend to vote a full slate. A lot of people vote too many. They'll vote for everybody. and that ballot gets thrown away if you vote for more than 25.
Right.
But, you know, guys who are up at the top of the list, guys like Ronnie Barrett and Buzz Mills, are going to come in up towards the top of the list. Voting for them doesn't hurt us at all because we're not competing with them. But the guys who are in the middle, the lower middle, when you vote for one of them, you're voting against us, even if you vote for me. So your vote might be canceling out your vote. And so we're asking people to vote only for the four of us. Mark just our four names, leave the rest of it blank, and mail it in. You have until April 28th to get it to the accountants. And I, like I say, 2 million, well over 2 million of these ballots just sit in the magazine rack until the magazine gets thrown away. A lot of people anymore, I've talked to lots of NRA members who say when the NRA magazine comes, it immediately goes in the recycle bin. They don't even look at it anymore. And we have to find people who have been doing that and not been voting and go ahead and pull out that ballot, mark it for the four of us, mail it in this time, and maybe we can start seeing some change within the NRA.
And how many, numerically speaking, are we talking, how many ballots coming in? 300,000, 200,000, half a million?
About 125,000.
125,000 out of 2.5 million members.
Out of 2.5 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a little bit of apathy on a little bit of apathy on the part of the membership, perhaps. Is that a good way to put it?
Absolutely.
Is that the problem? Is that the problem?
It's a big part of the problem.
Yeah.
I personally would like it, and I've proposed this in the past, and they said, well, you can't do it because of the charter. I would like to see, if we're going to keep a large board, I would like to see it predominantly a representative board, so that you have one representative from Arizona, one representative from Alabama, one sure. representative from Alaska, and that they're elected by the people in their state, so that you know who your director is and you can call your director and say, Jeff, what the heck is going on up there? Why aren't you doing something about it?
Right.
And hold my feet to fire. And that's the way I think that would be better. But the last time I proposed it at an NRA members meeting, I did it in the form of a resolution. And all I asked was, look at this and report back to the members as to the practicality or the problem with doing this. And they wouldn't even read my resolution. They ruled it out of order without it even being read, and wouldn't let me talk about it. So they've been heavy-handed for a long, long time. You know, a lot of people, when you mention that my father was Neil Knox, I'm Neil Knox's son, I'm very proud of that. But when you mention that, a lot of people think that I'm some kid. and let's make it clear, I'm 64 years old. I've been running the Firearms Coalition for almost 20 years. We're 19 years now that I've been running the Firearms Coalition. And I've been involved in NRA politics for 40 years. So I'm not the new kid on the block. I've been doing this a long time. And I've been warning people for the last 20 years and more, because Dad was warning them before I was warning them, that we were straying down the wrong path.
Right.
And we need to right the ship. But now Charles Cotton is declaring that they righted the ship back in 2018. Wayne LaPierre's niece was just given a $300,000 a year job at the NRA.
Doesn't sound like it.
They righted a ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since the ship has been righted.
And Wayne gave Marion Hammer. Hammer is 80-some years old,
yeah,
and he gave her a 10-year contract at $200,000 a year.
Jeff, we're running out of time, so we'll have to revisit this again very shortly. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
The website is firearmscoalition.org. Jeff Knox, go check out his stuff at amoland.com. You'll see the whole story there. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.